Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, it's crossover time. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Willard, along with Evan Giddings. What's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
I'm doing great. Just, settling into this period between actual NBA games and this wild, wild offseason that is already underway.
Yeah. Three trades already made. Durant, Drew Holiday, and
McCollum.
Don't forget Desmond Bane.
Oh, yeah, Desmond Bane.
Desmond Bane.
Yeah. Yeah, Jordan Poole on the move.
Back in the West.
Yeah. Huh. Man, it sent a tremble through the Warrior fan base. Mark's got thoughts, and I'll save his thoughts for him because what he said on our show text thread is pretty spot on. But my take is more of a broader look at the league and what this new CBA and the apron and all these other cockamamie rules. Is this really what the league wants? Do they want the Nuggets, for example, to say, gee, we're open to trading Jokic because nobody can afford anybody anymore? So, I don't know, maybe this is unintended circumstances or consequences, or maybe this is what the league wants.
I do wonder what they want. What do they want?
Do they want 7 champions in 7 years?
Maybe. I mean, maybe they do. Like, parity for the NBA is not a bad idea, but is it almost at the expense of whether it's a major market team or any team, is it at the expense of them being able to sort of like do good business, right? If they're really good at drafting and they're really good at culture and people want to be there, but like you have to send people packing even though you don't want to. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah, what I'm thinking about is maybe, and this is obvious, there's no team good enough out there right now to repeat. Or there hasn't been a team out there good enough to repeat since the Warriors. And I think there's something to, I think for whatever reason, it's gotten harder to repeat. Like in the NBA, I don't know if I can speak to other sports. But it feels like psychologically, they've talked themselves into that it's such a grind to win a title. And the season's so long that there's just a natural letdown the following year, and it's just hard to get back to where you were. I think we kind of saw it with Denver. Boston maybe was the outlier if Tatum doesn't get hurt, but I don't think the Oklahoma City Thunder are unbeatable.
I think what they wanted was what we saw in the West, which is the 2 and the 8 seed are separated by 4 games.
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean, realistically, there's a lot of teams in the West that would have had a shot. You can make it. There are a lot of people who might have thought the Clippers were the third best team in the West this year. They just happened to catch Denver in the first round. And cream rises, and I think the West is in a tough spot, but that's kind of what the league wants. Meanwhile, the East is just, unfortunately, decimated by injury. But I actually do think that when they set out to, you know, strip down a lot of these big dynastic groups and not allow homegrown teams to keep their talent, I think they did want 7 different champions in 7 years. I don't know. Now, maybe they're rethinking it now because it's like, oh, well, there's actually a lot of waning interest and No one really knows who's going to be good and who's going to keep who, but I think this is what they wanted.
I guess on the surface, but something Mark and I have talked a lot about is that that very notion you just described, which is homegrown stars. So you draft a guy, the player's good, and then you pay him, and then once you pay him, that's pretty much it. You're not going to really be able to pay him again unless you want to run it like the Warriors are now, which is two guys who make an exorbitant amount. Draymond makes a good amount, and then you're going to surround them with vet men and, you know, drafted cheap talent, or you go the other way, OKC, which is, you know, you had all these picks and you hit on a bunch of them and you got Gilgeous Alexander, and so you're able to build it that way. But my big issue with the league is like what happened today with Washington and New Orleans. So they basically make a trade. It's a bad team trading with a team that's even worse. And, you know, I don't even know who got out ahead. Washington clearly wanted off the pool money,
right?
And now they're going to have a ton of money next year. So what? Tough guy. What are you going to do about it, Washington? Nobody wants to go there. So you're going to have $100 million under the cap, and nobody wants to play for you.
Well, I have to look at next year's free agent class, but they might have looked, I don't know, they might have looked at everybody and said, there's only going to be two teams next year with money, and there's three big free agents. So even if they don't want to come, they're going to take our money. Maybe.
Yeah, I think Bobby Marks, when he joined us before, said a couple weeks ago like that he's estimating at least 10 teams next year will have money. Yeah, this year there's only the one. It's Brooklyn. They're the only team with money, which is why if you're Jonathan Kuminga, all roads lead back to Kuminga, as you know, Mark. But if you're Kuminga, you're kind of screwed that this is the year where you're hitting the market because nobody's got money.
Yeah.
Washington setting up for Doncic?
Eh?
Luka Doncic?
Schlenk gets another chance at it?
In the capital?
Go to the Eastern Conference. If I'm a star, that's actually what's pulling me. But I also think any team can become attractive again. You just have to.
Look at the Warriors.
Yeah, you have to have good young talent, and then you have to show yourself as quality organization that makes good decisions and is willing to pay their players. If you do that, like, I mean, it's not like we're talking about Washington D.C. It's like, we're not talking about Milwaukee. We're not talking about Oklahoma City. And oh, by the way, look at those organizations. Oklahoma City just won a title. Milwaukee is a few years removed from one. So Washington can become a destination as well. I think the country is so small now that, like, especially in the NBA, I was so struck by, and this was baseball, but when Blake Snell joined the Giants last year, and our city for 2 years is freaking out about this idea. Well, everybody hates San Francisco and nobody will come here. Because Tenderloin, right? And Fox News, and everyone's freaking out about this completely made-up thing, in my mind. And so Blake Snell becomes one of a very few, like, somewhat big names, high-priced guys. They choose San Francisco, and they're like, why'd you choose here? He goes, I don't care where I play. We're barely even in the city that we play for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my wife's got to figure it out for, especially on a one-year deal. My wife's got to figure it out for 8 months. Other than that, why do I care where I play?
Snell doesn't do it for me.
Well,
I guess what I'm saying is,
but look at the Giants now. Are they more of a destination than they were even a year ago?
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely.
So Washington can do that too.
No, I hear what you're saying. I just meant like when we talk about the free agents that the Giants missed out on, and then the one they got in Adamas, or even the one they were going to get in Correa. Like, I don't put Snell in that class because he was just a one-year deal.
Oh, I agree.
But having said that, like, yeah, they got Chapman, but they were able to re-sign him, which means he wanted to be here.
I guess, but why did he want to be here? I would bet, yeah, do I think he likes the Bay Area? Sure. I think he likes Bob Melvin. I think he likes now the direction of the organization. I guess my point is when guys are looking at where to go, the city in which the team plays is going further and further down the list of why they go there.
I think for me, looking at the NBA, like number one on the list is who do you have?
Exactly.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Right. You know, who do you have on your team? And if you're Washington right now, you don't have anybody. So
But you're Washington.
Right.
I mean, that's not.
And you're in the East, which gives you a better chance to, you know, get one guy and be better.
We know the teams that are going to have Sacramento is classically this. Sacramento, in NBA culture, is going to have a harder time convincing somebody to come than Washington, D.C., for sure.
Yeah, fair. But I do think that it comes down to who's on your team. And
yeah, I agree.
Next year's free agent list, it's a fascinating list of the who's who. It's Lillard and LeBron. It's KD, Trae Young and Luka. It's Kyrie and Harden. I mean, a lot of these guys are, you know, toward the end of the rope guys,
or hurt.
Right. Well, like, I mean, major, in a year, Kyrie won't be hurt.
Right. But I mean, when you have one of those injuries in your 30s,
depends. I mean, KD's come back pretty well from his.
Like you mentioned Lillard. So he's not going to play next year. So
right.
What's that contract like when he goes out on the free agent market next summer, having not played and have already had his 35th birthday?
And honestly, looking at his deal, he'll opt in to 58.5. It's a player option. So if I'm Dame, I'm going to go ahead and opt in now and say, yeah, I'm going to take next year off, and then you can pay me 58.5, and we'll see how I'm doing. But just the list of names, like 5 years ago, wow, it's a who's who. And now, I mean, even LeBron, who I was pointing this out to our team earlier, his NBA career is old enough to drink. He's been in the league. This will be, what, year 23, I think? Because I was going through doing a little bit of a dive today on NBA drafts, because the draft is tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
And not quite a deep dive yet. I'm kind of, you know, still in the shallow end, but just looking at the history of number one overall picks and, you know, how many of those guys have turned out to be busts since LeBron.
Right now, you're essentially still using a snorkel. And you'll eventually put the oxygen tank on.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. No doubt. The scuba. But
gotcha.
I was just looking at some drafts because I was today years old when I realized that Cooper Flagg has a twin brother.
Oh.
I don't know.
Does he?
Yeah.
Apparently so was I.
His name is Ace. So I was looking at Cooper Flagg, and he
has
a twin.
Ace is a really
Ace
cool name.
Flagg?
Pretty cool.
That sounds like a cartoon.
Ace 1 minute older than Cooper, and I was just looking at his numbers.
Yeah, what's
and
he doing?
I think he might still play for the University of Maine, but he averaged like 2-1 in high school.
Oof.
When they won the state championship at Monteverde. So it just had me thinking about like twins, because you would assume like,
twins.
You know, Amen Thompson and his brother.
Right.
Twins, both first round picks, legit the Lopez's, the Collins twins.
How about Dick and Tom Van Arsdale?
There you go. I didn't see that one getting the show today.
Yeah, the Barry brothers.
They're not twins.
Oh, no,
that's
right.
They're twins.
And there's like 14 of them.
Twins.
Exactly.
Yeah. Taylor and Tyler Rogers.
Yeah, good point.
There's
both. I think it's more, probably more common that both twins are pro athletes than one is and one's not. It just had me thinking today about the brothers Flagg.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, caught me off guard.
Yeah, if he's averaging 2 points a game, his name is not Ace Flagg. His name is Cooper Flagg's brother.
Well, it might be Deuce. I don't even know if he still is the Bears, University of Maine?
Black Bears.
A great hockey program.
Like the diner.
I do wonder how many people are going to be locked in on the draft tonight
tomorrow.
Just because, like, you know who the number one player is, and then outside of that is, like, what, they got a second day now, so the Warriors are drafting on Thursday.
Yep.
It's not the NFL draft. It doesn't have the same, even the second day in the NFL draft feels like more important than day one of the NBA.
Tomorrow night doesn't even make the top two on my remote control list.
Hold on.
At tomorrow,
you going Valkyries
easy.
Again?
Going
to the Valkyries.
Going Valkyries.
Wow. And then you'll have Giants on the
and
side.
And the Giants will be across the parking lot.
Yeah. On the phone.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. Like, but no, if I were home.
Set your alerts though for when the Warriors pick.
Well, they don't even pick tomorrow night.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday, second round.
And I know you went.
Never mind.
I know you went through that earlier. Yes,
They could buy a first.
I heard you get very upset at that fact. In fact,
it's dumb.
I agree.
Thank you. Let's leave it there.
Like you're not the NFL.
No, don't worry.
Exactly.
Don't worry, Stanny. I'm going to be on my best behavior
today.
Thank
you.
Don't worry.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it.
Mark, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
You know, it's even more laughable than the NBA having a two-day draft is the NHL. They have a two-day draft. And I'm sure you guys are locked in on when the NHL draft is.
100%.
Yep, it's on Christmas Day.
It's right? Actually Friday.
Okay.
It's Friday.
Christmas in July.
Round one Friday, Sharks are picking second. And then rounds, I think, 2 through 7, all on Saturday.
Damn.
And one final hockey note.
Sure.
Congrats to Joe Thornton, Hockey Hall of Famer.
I saw
announced
that.
Announced today.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So
it is funny how many, like all the other sports, have watched the NFL draft become such a thing. And it's not even just like, okay, are you watching day two? Are you watching day three? Do you see how many people show up to this thing now? Remember the one in Nashville a couple of years ago where the whole city just absolutely went bonkers. And so you're watching all of the other leagues are trying to rework their drafts. Major League Baseball now does a big television thing as to where that draft used to be a rumor. You had to like hear about
right.
that. You had to like read about it a day or two later. And there were like 50 rounds not that many years ago, so it went on forever, and you read about it. But they're all trying to catch the NFL, and what you said earlier, Steiny, is right, which is they're not going to.
No. yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
When did they start moving it out of New York? Didn't it always used to be in New York City?
NFL draft? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to have to find it on Street and Smith's magazine when totally. It came out at the beginning of the season.
I feel like it's been about 5 years now.
I feel like at least, because yeah. then we went through the whole COVID thing where they were like doing the draft from coaches' homes.
That's right.
Right.
Bruce Arians out back.
Belichick had his yeah. animal there, and McVay, and what's his name? The other, the guy who was with Arizona for a while, was it Kingsbury?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Steiny's boy.
These fancy dudes on their couches in their big L.A. homes, and everybody was like, ooh, look at these bachelors.
Yep.
Yeah, that was actually fun because that got weird. Like, we got to learn a little something about the coaches
right.
and who they are in their off time. That was kind of fun.
Markeith and Marcus Morris?
Yep.
Somebody saying Sabrina Ionescu has a twin?
I think it's a twin brother.
Oh, here we go, Greg.
Correct, brother. Eddie.
Uh-huh. Eddie.
What does Eddie do?
He played low-level collegiate basketball, but didn't make it in the pros.
Now, okay. Granny, what's your
definition? I think he played at the City College of San Francisco.
That's not low-level.
Okay, my mistake.
Okay.
I mean.
JUCO?
Okay. JUCO's not low-level.
Well, Jimmy Butler there. Yeah. Jimmy Butler went to a JUCO.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Low-level does not mean there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, I don't like the term.
Yeah, I mean, if we're on 95-7 in the game,
Division
if we're talking
three.
About a
low-level
two-year university, I think it's low-level. Like, we're the home of the Warriors, Steiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it.
What?
Just
it's after two. This is our show now.
Okay.
We don't have to behave anymore.
Well, before you run out the door.
If you never reach that level, you can't call it low. How about that?
That's I kind of agree with that.
Really? Well, we better just
only because I played low level baseball.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I was a low level player too.
Yeah, low level.
I played very low level basketball and baseball. How about that?
It's very all relative, right?
So that's true.
You know,
yeah. It doesn't.
Division three still counts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You got drafted tomorrow.
Gosh, I had something to say, and now I can't think of it.
But while you're thinking of it,
okay,
I think you'll like Sweet. This. A little right. bit of trivia, because I know you love trivia. 2003, LeBron James, number one overall. Who did the Warriors take in that draft, Steiny, with the 11th pick?
Nemanja Nedovic.
That is a hilarious guess.
And, what year was it? What year was
2003?
It?
2003.
Yeah, he was a little after that.
Yeah.
Let's go with... I'm going to go with
11th pick?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I have a guess, but I'm going to save it.
The year before, they took Mike Dunleavy with the number 3 pick. And then the following
Not
year...
Not Vontigo Cummings.
Oh, no. Vontigo was,
oh,
way before.
A little
lower. Kalena. Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean...
So they had Dunleavy and... So they drafted Dunleavy, Murphy, Arenas.
Richardson, Murphy, Arenas.
Richardson.
And then the next year, Dunleavy, Steve Logan. And then the following year, they took Derek Zimmerman in the second round.
Gosh, I remember him.
And then with the 11th pick, they took Michael Pietrus.
Oh, Air France.
That's right.
I liked him.
That's Air right.
France. He was good.
You know the story about Steve Logan, don't you?
He was Maryland, right?
Yeah. No, Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was the, I guess the Warriors had the last pick in the draft. And I don't know why. But anyway, Minnesota had gotten docked. Remember Joe Smith, the illegal contract?
Sure.
So they took a pick away from Minnesota. So, that's it. The Warriors had the first pick in the second round.
Yep.
And they picked Steve Logan. And his agent was like, yeah, we'll take that salary slot of the 30th in the first round because it was the 30th overall pick. So give us that slotted one. And the Warriors were like, no, he's the first pick in the second round. He doesn't get a guaranteed contract. No, he was the 30th pick, which makes him a first. And he never played a game for the Warriors.
He never did.
Never played a game. That held out, traded, never played. I don't know what happened, but.
Never played in the association.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right here. That was Yao Ming, followed
Mike
by
Dunleavy,
Jay
third.
Williams.
Yeah.
Motorcycle accident, Mike Dunleavy. Who turned out to have a nice career. Like, if you take a step back and forget his years as a Warrior, he ended up having, a 14-year career?
He had a lot of longevity.
Yeah, 15 years anyway.
That sounds very Warriors at that time.
That was
even though, I guess you could make the case they were proven right.
I feel like most people think about him as an underachiever, though.
Steve Logan?
No, Dunleavy.
Yes. Well, that's through no, that was because he was the third pick in the draft.
Yeah,
and he was an accomplished college player.
But if you, the problem was is back then, anytime anybody came like that, he could be Bird.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's not Bird.
Right.
But Dunleavy. Oh,
thanks.
If you look, do you have that draft up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dunleavy wasn't a great pick, but I seem to remember the only guy who really was Caron Butler, who was picked at 10. If you remember, he fell. But who drafted after Dunleavy? It's not going to be a who's who of all-stars.
Nene Hilario.
Oh, he was all right.
Good play.
17 years. Yeah. I mean, good long career. Amari Stoudemire.
Oh boy.
Shout out Microfracture.
He was the 9th pick, I believe.
Yes, he was. And then Caron Butler, you mentioned. And then Bostjan Nakbar.
Played briefly for the Rockets.
Yiri Welsh.
Former Warrior.
Juan Dixon.
Mm. Marilyn Turpin.
Kareem Rush, former Warrior.
Missouri.
Number 20. Quintel Woods out of Northeast Mississippi
High School, high school player.
Tayshaun Prince.
That's low level.
Yeah, that's well done. Dan Dickow went
Gonzaga.
28. Yeah. And then you get to Logan, first pick in the second round.
That was compelling radio.
I mean, it's fun.
I think it's
cheered
so much fun.
Yeah. And the one thing that I like about the NBA draft is even if your team's not picking in the first round and ours is not, every single pick will be traded. Like, other than the first pick, right, you would imagine that Ace's brother goes to Dallas and they don't trade him. But every other pick, it seems like it's a pick and trade or a trade, then a pick. So it's at least kind of fun to follow that.
And except for it's a trade. Like, I love trades that are two sentences or less. Honestly, like on draft day, you get trades where I can't get to the end of them before I get bored. And I'm like, I don't want to read about this anymore. I don't want to know who got the draft rights to somebody overseas, and then this will be protected 8 years from now when we don't even know if we're going to be alive. Like, I hate those trades. So I'm appreciative of the NBA trades so far. I understand them. I get them.
No, yeah. they'll be the over-under on trades that you will not have heard of the next day is about 3.5.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then the names you don't recognize at all is going to be like 2.5.
Trades are like coffee orders at Starbucks. You get like 5 or 6 words. And then if you're still talking, you need to get out of the way because somebody behind you just wants an iced coffee.
That's it. 2 words, iced coffee.
Please. Frappa mocha with the double slip whip. Like, get out of the damn way. Somebody else knows what they want. That's all.
Yeah. It's got to be a Larry David, I would think.
It probably.
Yeah.
No doubt.
By the way, do you guys not like, it's funny, when you're talking about the Warriors kind of, I guess, lowballing their draft pick, Steve Logan years ago, it brought to mind this thing that I just saw, and I guess it came out on the Pablo Torre podcast, but it's basically, it's evidence in an NFL hearing that's ongoing about collusion.
Heard about
and quarterback contracts. Does this bother anybody? Listen to this exchange. This comes from two of America's great sports owners texting one another. One of them is Michael Bidwell of the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
And the other one is Dean Spanos of the San Diego / LA Chargers.
I know where this is going.
Holy crap. I mean,
couple of big spenders, those two.
Oh boy, they love doling it out. All right. So this is right after the Cardinals signed Kyler Murray.
All right.
To that contract that he currently has. Remember all the controversy about that, all the language and everything.
Call of Duty Kyler.
Right. So Spanos texts Bidwell and writes, "Congratulations on signing Murray." Bidwell hits him back, "Thanks, Dino. These QB deals are expensive, but we limited the fully guaranteed money and have some pretty good language. Thankfully, we have a QB that's worth paying. Spanos, your deal helps us for our QB next year."
Herbert.
Bidwell, "I think many teams will be happy with it once they have a chance to review. Cleveland really screwed things up, but I was resolved to keep the guaranteed money relatively, air quotes, low." How's it grab everybody?
It's a business, Mark.
It is.
But neither of these gentlemen are that smart to have this be out there with a paper trail, because that is collusion, essentially. That is you working together to celebrate how you were able to keep a contract down and how Cleveland is so dumb. It strikes me that way, but these types of things, they happen every day, I would imagine, from these owners. But these two just got caught.
I mean, it's the Chargers. Like,
yeah, Evan knows all about
that. It doesn't shock me at all to hear that, but it's just kind of the way things work. Like, that's why they're owners. Their job is to suppress the wages of everyone else around them to make sure they make the most money possible. That's the way that I feel like most sports owners operate. So to hear them admit it to one another, they could have done it over text. They probably do it on their yachts. They do it in their owners' boxes and at suites. Like, it is damning, but it is not shocking, I guess.
I don't know. It's funny. Like, when you define what an owner's job is, what goes through my mind is, hasn't it already been proven that that doesn't work? Like, why would you do it that way? I would argue, in fact, it's the reverse that makes the value of your franchise go up. The valuations for the WNBA came out today. Guess who's the number one valuated team in the entire league? Of course. And so now Joe Lacob has the highest price WNBA team and the highest price NBA team, and he's been accused of winning checkbook championships. So, like, suppressing salaries is not the way. That's not how you make the most money.
Well, I think not unless you get every single team to buy into that.
I think it's very odd that that'd be the first thing that goes through an owner's mind. Thanks, Dino. Boy, these are expensive. Expensive? This is chump change for you.
I mean, we were doing a little of this today with Lynch and Posey and Dunleavy, and we straggled a little bit into front office and ownership. I think by and large, we have pretty good owners here in the Bay, don't we?
We do.
And maybe that's where I'll sign off.
Jed York has certainly improved his standing with people.
Yeah, until they go 6-11 again next year. And we got a problem.
And Giants ownership did not have my trust until a week ago. Current Giants ownership, okay. I think, had a lot of questions. But that helped last week.
Yeah, we had Posey's on the board.
Hey, Posey's set up a culture in 11 months.
Yeah,
something like that. All right, there you go. All right, gents, that's going to do it. It's woof.
Yeah, thanks for staying.
I'll punch
tiny.
The overtime clock today.
Our show's almost over.
On
95.7,
the game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.